It's B96 with Mo and Carla Mornings. Mo, Carla, and Ahmad the Amazing. So Carla is seeing somebody. It's early stages still, I guess you would say.
Very early stages. But I mean, actually, it's been a little over 2 months, but it's still early stages in, like, relationship-wise. You know?
Yeah. And there is something... there's a lot of great things about this gentleman, but there's something that's... would you say this is an ick?
Yes.
Okay.
I would say it was something that when he said it, it felt like a record scratch in my brain. Like, what did you say?
Okay. So explain.
All right. So we're jogging by the lake.
Okay.
And he decided that he wanted to talk about the actions that had occurred the night before. Those actions included doing the nasty.
Doing the nasty, right? In the bedroom.
Doing the nasty.
Okay.
And
so he decided, let's recap last night.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, this is interesting. Okay. But he referred to it as doing el delicioso.
Oh.
Which translates to doing the delicious. And at first I thought I must have heard him wrong. And then he said it again, like 20 minutes later. And I was like, why do you gotta call it that?
Did you ask that?
He was like, what? Es el delicioso, Carla. Don't be embarrassed. And I was like, I'm not embarrassed because we did that.
Uh-huh.
That's not the embarrassing part. It's embarrassing that you're calling it that right now.
It's a delicioso.
Yeah.
It's one of those things that sounds cuter in Spanish, but when you say the delicious,
it
sounds like so like skeevy.
It's not that much cuter in Spanish.
I was going to say, it doesn't feel like Carla finds it that attractive in Spanish.
I didn't like it.
The delicious is what that translates to.
Yeah.
And he says the delicioso.
It just, to me,
the delicioso.
To me, it feels like what your uncle would call it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, 877-591-9696. What do you call doing it in your relationship? Now, I remember my parents used to say they were doing the hoochie groovy.
There's no way that's real.
And I always thought that they were, like, joking. And how messed up is this? I would, like, knock on their door on, like, a Sunday morning, like, just innocent kid. What are we doing today? Are we going to go to the movies? And my stepdad would go, go away! We're doing the hoochie groovy.
Oh my gosh. I kind of like that though.
And I'm like, that's worse than a
hoochie groovy.
Did you essentially say go away? I'm banging your mom.
Yeah.
Like that is egregious. And I'm mad now. What do you call doing it? What is that phrasing? 877-591-9696. We have Joseph. And Joseph in Chicago, you're saying you too call it the delicioso. This is nothing new.
What?
I learned it from my ex-boyfriend.
Okay, I need to know. I need to know the context in which this is used. Is this just when you're referring to it and you're like, ah, oh, you know, when we're doing el delicioso, or are you like, so tonight, would you like to do el delicioso? Well, like, how's this?
Because what you call it before versus what you refer to it after, I think it matters.
I mean, before it was just the sex, you know. The first time that he said to me is like, we're gonna do el delicioso.
Oh. He said, we're going to.
Yeah.
And what was your reaction to it?
The thing is, it was around my family, my sisters, and I was like, shut up.
He said, wait, you said he said this in front of your sister?
Yeah, in front of my sisters.
Oh, my God.
Like, later we're going to say el delicioso. Because I feel like this is something that, like, our parents would say to not say that they were going to have intercourse.
Oh.
They'd be like, oh, I'm going to say el delicioso, like, as a funny, like, haha.
To mess with you, like.
Yeah.
No, he did just to, like, embarrass me a little bit.
Yeah.
In front of my sisters.
I would never want to report to my sister that I was going to do the delicioso.
Did you like when he said it?
I was embarrassed.
Okay.
That's me
like,
too.
Like a normal reaction.
But since I was like, okay, I guess we're going to do it tonight.
All right.
Well, you didn't say no.
So. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I didn't say no.
You weren't embarrassed enough. Well, good for you. I'm glad that you get to enjoy the delicioso.
Back in the day, yes.
Right.
Back in the day. So it's not delicious anymore? It's expired?
No, we're not together anymore. I've been single for 3 years.
Okay. Well, that's got to be delicioso in its own right, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
What about the solo delicioso? Is that what you call it now?
No.
Okay.
No, I do have some people around.
All right, good for you. All right.
He got a roster. Oh, yeah. I love it.
He said there are many restaurants to try. Very delicious.
Yes.
Well, thank you for the call, Joseph.
No, it's me, Josie from Instagram.
Yeah.
We recognize you,
cool.
Man.
Cool. We'll see you on Instagram Live.
All right, see you later.
Which is a reminder, we will be streaming our show live, so you can see it if you'd like to join at B96 Chicago starting at 7 o'clock. But what do you call doing it? What is that, like, phrasing that you use? You don't go, want to have sex? Or do you?
I mean, I've done that before.
Just straight up?
Yeah.
You want to have sex?
Yes.
Yeah, I guess if you say it with confidence.
Yeah.
877-591-9696. What if somebody came at you and said, call me Mr. Flintstone, I can make your bed rocks?
I would say go kick rocks. That's what I would say.
877-591-9696. What is that phrase that you use when you're talking about doing it? Let's talk about doing it. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. And the guy Carla is seeing calls sex
El Delicioso.
Yeah.
And he's done it multiple times, and I'm just like,
it's a little off-putting.
Why can't we just, at this point, let's just call it intercourse.
You know, is there any, like, good phrasing? Doing it sounds like you're, like, in eighth grade talking about doing it.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a graceful way to say it.
Mm. Yeah.
I guess perhaps hooking up. No, because then that sounds so impersonal.
Yeah. Hooking up.
Making love.
Making love. Like, who actually does that? You know what I picture making love is like, you got Boys to Men playing in the background and it's slow.
Marvin Gaye. Marvin Gaye and get it on.
Kaylee and Joliet, what do you call it in your relationship when you're getting it on?
Hey guys, good morning.
Bumping
uglies.
Bumping uglies.
Hate that.
I see. I could never call that because mine is not ugly.
Exactly.
That is a pretty beast. No, I'm just kidding.
Well, I'm talking about mine. I'm not talking about yours.
Okay.
We're planting a flower.
Planting a flower.
Oh, okay.
That's pretty.
It's a little cuter, right?
Okay. Oh, okay. So you're the planter?
No,
they're the planter.
She's the soil.
Oh, okay.
And he's the seed.
You know what? Let's not try to understand the metaphors. Let's just say them. Okay, so you're either bumping uglies or you're planting flowers.
But how does this, I want to hear how this conversation happens. Are you like, hey, would you like to go in the other room and bump uglies?
Literally, that's what he said.
Okay. I would force him to say.
He's like, let's go bump some uglies. And I was like, can we call it anything else?
Bumping
uglies. I hate that.
Bumping baddies is what I would need it to be.
We're just bumping, okay?
We're bumping.
All right.
Bumping.
Ladies, leave your man at home. The club is bumping.
Bumping.
At Kaylee and Joliet's house. Thank you, Kaylee. Have a great day. We'll see you when
we
do our...
a little bit.
We'll see you on our Instagram Live.
Enjoy your garden.
Yeah. All those planted flowers. I'm going to take this call blind.
Okay.
Let's just see. We would love it if you kept it PG, okay? Carla has her hand on this dump button just in case. What's your name and where are you calling from, first off?
Hi, my name is Lindsay. I'm calling from Naperville.
Okay. Whatever you do, don't say the F word. What do you call it?
No, I won't.
What do you call it doing?
I'm calling on behalf of my sister. My sister would refer to it as, we're going to go talk about Christmas.
Oh, I like that.
That's what you say to the kids.
Yes.
That's amazing.
That's smart.
That's brilliant, because the kids will go like, by all means, go talk about what you're going to get me for Christmas.
Exactly.
Talk about Christmas. I like that.
Yes, my two nephews are older now, but when they were younger, they would be like, well, we're going to go talk about Christmas real quick. And they'd be like, oh, okay, yeah, go ahead. Go have all the time you need.
That's so smart.
I do love that.
Yeah.
You should steal that for when your daughter is of age.
Oh, yeah. Well, I'll 100% obviously lie.
Yeah.
Me and Mom are going to go talk about Christmas.
Christmas is coming.
Christmas is, yes.
And so is Santa. All right. Thank you so much, Lindsay.
No problem. Bye, guys.
Have a great day. Happy holidays.
Yeah. All right. Coming up at 7 o'clock, we have Lala Ticket Tag. Your chance at 4-day wristbands to Lollapalooza. All on the way with B96. All right.
Who's getting married?
It's wedding season.
Oh, everyone.
Everybody's getting married. It's B96. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. And we're going to play a little game. We're going to call the Wedding Omen Game. And that is, you tell us something that went down at a wedding. You tell us the story of a wedding. And then we have to guess whether or not that couple made it, if they're still together.
Because sometimes people think that bad stuff happened at weddings and it's a coincidence. Others think it's an omen and a sign.
Yeah. So this is an interesting wedding that I went to several years ago now, probably 6 or 7 years ago.
Sorry.
So it was, I was told, look, we got to wear all black for this wedding. And I was like, oh, I was going to wear like a black suit anyway, but it was like, no, black shirt, black tie, everything black.
Ooh,
and I
went
black on black on black. That's
classic
chic. So I get there, and this is not a regular wedding. This is a goth wedding. And so they went all in. So the bride was wearing an all black dress.
Ooh.
Had a black veil.
Ooh, it's giving funeral. It's giving funeral.
Yeah, it very much was giving funeral, except that it was a wedding. They had a black cake. A black wedding cake.
Okay.
On it, it had like some sort of demonic looking thing, which I thought, that's a weird omen.
Okay.
It was like this reddish skull thing.
Oh, like the death of their marriage.
Yeah. The first dance was like some metal, like song.
Okay.
And I was like, this is fascinating. And it really was a cool wedding.
Right. Like, no judgment. Not for me.
Yeah.
But I'm seeing their vision. Yeah. I'm seeing their vision.
They said, we're going to have a wedding that you have never been to before and you'll never go to again. And they were right. I'd never seen anything like that. Based on that, do you think that couple made it or did they not? Are they still married, Carla?
Is the omen of that, it was the skull cake, right?
The skull cake.
That's what I would...
The skull cake and just taking the sort of demonic approach to getting married.
Okay, okay. I'm going to go ahead and say that they're still married because he had to go along with all those ideas and so did she.
Mm-hmm.
So they must have a lot in common.
So, did that couple make it? They had their goth wedding with a demonic cake. They did not.
Oh, no.
6 weeks later, she put a post on Facebook and said, me and blank are no longer together. Please respect my privacy. I do not want to answer any questions about it.
Weeks?
Yes.
What is that, like a month and a half?
Yeah, 6 weeks. And the rumor was that he had like a whole other family. Yeah.
No wonder he was like, let's not do it in the church. Let's not have you wear white. Let's just have a themed party for our wedding.
They did not make it. So that is the Wedding Omen Game.
Okay.
877-591-9696. Now, we want you to call and share a story of something that happened at a wedding. It doesn't have to be a goth wedding. It doesn't have to be the whole wedding. It could be just an event that happened at the wedding.
Yes. Did the priest call the groom the wrong name?
Did the groom call the bride? I, Ross, take thee, Rachel. I mean, Emily, Friends reference.
Did it rain?
Yeah. What happened? And then tell us the story and then allow us to guess whether or not that couple's still together. Again, this is the Wedding Omen Game because why not? It's wedding season.
It is wedding season. And hopefully all the weddings that are happening this weekend have good things.
Yeah. 877-591-9696 is our phone number. It's Moe and Carla Mornings. We want to hear from you and play the Wedding Omen Game. It's B96. It's the Wedding Omen Game, so we want to hear your story of what happened at a wedding, and then we want to know if the couple is still together. Could be your story, could be a couple that you know that you went to their wedding.
Yes, do you believe in signs, and do bad stuff happening at weddings means that their relationship is doomed?
Yeah, is it a bad omen, and does that actually turn into something horrible? Lori and Joliet, so tell us the story, and now this story is about your wedding, is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay, so what went down?
So we decided to get married on our dating anniversary, and we were going to get married at the courthouse, and they only did weddings on Fridays, so our anniversary happened to fall on Friday the 13th.
Ah.
Ooh! Risky, yeah. Risky, I'd have waited a year, girl!
yeah, and we thought, oh, we're so in love, we can beat all the odds.
Okay.
So let's just do it.
So you got married on Friday the 13th. Were there any other circumstances besides the fact that it was Friday the 13th? Because some, like Taylor Swift, would see that, I think, as a lucky thing. Her favorite number is 13. Or were there any other things, elements adding to it, maybe perhaps being a bad omen?
Well, that day it snowed like crazy. There was no snow in the weather forecast. It snowed like crazy. It was freezing cold outside.
Oh,
okay.
Was this a sign of y'all getting cold feet?
Ooh. Well, let's find out. So, do you mind if we place guesses?
Oh, sure.
All right, Carla, what is your guess? Did they stay together?
You sound happy, Lori, so I'm going to guess that you are still together.
I'm going to guess that based on the call and the fact that she added the detail about the snow, that she tells the story often and says it was a bad omen. So I'm going to guess that it did not work out. But Lori and Joliet, did it work out?
It did not.
Oh, no.
How long did you guys stay together?
Oh, it lasted longer than your previous story. We were together 5 years.
All right. I like that.
Okay. That's a bummer, but maybe that is why you sound happy, because you're
free.
In a better place.
Yeah, and listen.
You got it.
If you get married again, do not do it on Friday the 13th, and maybe do it in the spring or summer. I don't know. Just throw it out there.
Great advice, Moke.
Yeah. She's like, yeah, I thought about that.
He's like, you don't think I wanted to?
Thank you so much, Lori, and have a great day, all right?
Love you guys.
Love you too. Bye, Lori.
Eddie and Ravenswood, so it's the wedding omen game. You tell us a story of what happened at a wedding, and then we have to guess whether or not the couple is still together. Now, I know that Eddie went to a wedding like 2 weekends ago. Better not be that one.
What happened?
So I went to a wedding. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say when it was. I went to a wedding, and during the ceremony, there was a lovely storm that rolled through, and the lights started to flicker.
Oh.
The officiant kept going on. We're all just looking at each other like, okay, maybe the power will go on. Maybe the power will go off. Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
But about 30 seconds later, power goes out.
Oh, no.
Air conditioning goes out.
Not fun.
And we're all just looking around like, what are we doing? Bridesmaids, groomsmen are pulling up their cell phones with, you know, getting the flashlights out, trying to help the officiant get those notes and stuff. And
that's kind of sweet.
Yeah, it was nice, but we were kind of saying to them, hey, speak up, because the microphone system had gone out, so we can't hear anyone over the PA. So we're like, we're just kind of leering in, and we're all sweating, you know? So
because it's hot?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot. Power went out. There we are.
Power went out. So did they end up getting married fully in the dark, like with no power?
They went through with the ceremony. They had great photographers. They were able to still take video of things without lights, and it turned out nice.
I'm going to say this couple made it. Carla?
I'm going to say that this was recent, so they're still together, but the jury's out for the future.
All right, so Eddie in Ravenswood, in the wedding omen game, did they make it? Are they still together? Did they divorce?
So, I guess I say a lot to you guys a little too much too often. This was the wedding I was at 2 weeks ago.
Oh, okay. Okay.
See, I had a feeling.
But wait, it's the wedding you were at 2 weeks ago. Did they make it, or did they already fall apart?
Well, here's where the bride fell apart with me.
Oh.
She came up to her table, was saying hi to everyone else.
And she skipped.
And you know me, Mr. Social Butterfly, mm-hmm. ready to introduce myself to the bride. She bypasses me and goes on to another person at the table. And I just kind of looked around. I looked at my girlfriend and was kind of like, well, what the heck was that? Okay, whatever.
Wow.
So Eddie's praying on their downfall. Eddie's waiting for week number 6.
Yeah.
I can't believe that. Wow.
Well, you know, maybe, I mean, I guess if it was my wedding day, no, I'm saying yes to everybody because I'm assuming I know everybody somehow.
Yeah, but sometimes you know the person, but you don't know their person.
Right.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm sorry that the bride had zero interest in talking to you.
To be fair.
All good. You know what? Yeah, go ahead, Carl.
It was her wedding.
That's true, yeah.
Exactly. It was her wedding. I'll give her that. That's fine.
Yeah,
I'll probably meet her down the road.
And weddings are always a little bit crazy in that, like, the couple has to go talk to everybody. You know what I mean? In one night.
But you know that. You know that's your role.
Yeah.
So go do it. Don't skip people.
That's true. All right. Thank you so much, Eddie, for playing along.
Take care, guys.
Right. You know, everybody understood the assignment on this game.
It's funny because it's don't skip people or else they're going to tell you a story about your wedding on the radio 2 weeks later.
I know, right? Lesson learned. All right, so coming up at 7:50, we'll have Can't Crush Carla, your chance to win $1,000. It's Smoke and Carla Mornings on B96. Hold on while we fire up our time machine right here and we travel to the year 2276. Oh, it didn't work.
Both of our sounds made it sound like our time machine broke.
Well, it did. And so we can't actually go. So we're doing the next best thing, and that is we are putting a time capsule in the ground, and we're taking a snapshot of Chicago in this moment, and we're going to save it for the people of Chicago in 250 years from now.
Yes, and we've asked you to tell us your ideas of what you think we should put in this time capsule. I know we've mentioned the Lollapalooza lineup. We've mentioned... you know, pictures of the skyline.
We have talked to, I mean, yesterday we put in it six small bottles of Malort that were Ahmad the Amazing's contribution.
Courtesy of me. Yeah, that's my favorite thing about Chicago.
Is Malort.
I think so.
You know, I love that for you.
Yeah. Thank
you.
So feel free if you have any ideas of what we should put in our time capsule. We're building it for the next couple of weeks here, and then we're going to bury it in the ground, and it's not going to be unearthed for 250 years. What we have today is something special from a man by the name of Lee Crooks, whose name you might not recognize just by hearing the name. Lee Crooks? Who's a Lee Crooks?
Who's that?
But you'll recognize who they are by hearing their voice.
So just a little, this is to give you the heads up. So when you take the CTA, if you take the buses or the trains, you hear this voice and have heard this voice for nearly 30 years, Lee Crooks. He's the guy that says, doors open on the right at Division or whatever.
Yeah. Yes.
And he has given us a special message. Ahmad has heard this. The rest of us have not.
It's very, I love it. It makes me emotional. But it's basically what the person who opens this time capsule is going to hear. And it's going to explain what it's all about and what we're doing with the time capsule.
Oh, I love
this. Yeah, all right, well, let's take a listen again. This is Lee Crooks, the voice of the CTA for our time capsule for the people of Chicago to open up in 250 years.
Attention, future Chicago. My name is Lee Crooks. I'm the voice of Chicago's CTA trains and buses. The year is 2026, and our city is celebrating the 250th anniversary of the United States. To mark this moment, we've placed this time capsule in your care, filled with items that capture the spirit, culture, and everyday life of Chicago as we know it today.
Wow.
Though separated by time, we share the same home. Doors closing. Next stop, 2276. This is Chicago.
Oh, isn't that so cool?
Chills.
You know what? There is something almost that made me feel emotional.
Yeah.
That.
We share the same home, even though it'll be 250 years from now.
Yeah.
Okay, why am I emotional now, too? Because, like, time just keeps going.
It just keeps going. And our significance in the universe is very small when you think about it. And these are, I did the math on this. If you were to say great, 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 grand, there would be nine greats.
Oh, wow.
In front of grandchildren, if you were to have kids in this generation.
That's insane.
Yeah, that is really cool.
And I hope that it also puts life into perspective. I think sometimes we take it so seriously.
Yeah. Right.
And we don't realize that, like, everything is passing, including us.
Yeah. Our time here is fleeting. Our space in the universe is very small. But in 250 years, somebody's going to open this time capsule and they're going to get a little glimpse of what life is like now.
Yeah.
We're still working on getting a proclamation from the mayor because my biggest fear is that we're going to do all this and then people are going to forget and not know about it and just going to sit around.
Yeah.
And then in 500 years when, I don't know, they're building a new building.
Yeah.
They're like, what is this?
Oh, hey.
I don't know, toss it.
Yeah.
No, don't say that.
And so there's been a little bit of conversation about what life looks like in 250 years. And there's some people who are like super doom and gloom. And this could be like Hunger Games type world.
Yeah.
It also could be like some crazy utopian, amazing universe. Who knows what the world is going to be like? And we'll never find out. But now at least we'll be able to show them what our life was like here.
Exactly.
At B96 Chicago, if you have any ideas who we should involve in our time capsule or what we can put in the time capsule, we would absolutely love them. But we're off to a great start.
Definitely.
Yes, that message is awesome.
Yeah. Super cool from Lee Crooks from Chicago's CTA. All right, coming up next, give us about 3.5 minutes. We'll get you on the phone for a chance to win $1,000 with Can't Crush Carla.
You think they'll still be playing Can't Crush Carla in 250 years?
No. Not at all.
B96.
Can't Crush Carla.
All right, Can't Crush Carla brought to you by Planet Fitness. Let's say hello to Jess in Chicago. Good morning, Jess. How are you?
I'm good, Mo. How are you?
I'm good. You know what? Look, the rain is coming today, but we are in a good mood despite any weather that may come our way. Right, Carla?
Yes. In fact, I'm in such a good mood, I feel like not being crushed today.
So, Jess, can you please throw Carla out of the room?
Love you, Carla, but you gotta go.
Yeah.
Love you, too. Well, I'll love you in 5 minutes.
All right, here we go. So it's five pop culture questions. Get more correct than Carla. Crush Carla. You're going to win $1,000. All right, we'll start here with question number one. The Chicago Bulls have hired former Portland Trailblazers coach Tiago Splitter for their upcoming season. Which Chicago Bulls player recently retired the number one?
The number one jersey?
Yeah.
Ooh, I don't know.
Recent retirement ceremony. Somewhat recent.
Derrick Rose?
Question number two. The Argentinian government provided U.S. authorities with a list of 13,000 fathers who have failed to make child support payments, and the goal is to prevent those men from attending World Cup matches. Name one artist who will perform in the final halftime show in the World Cup.
I would guess Shakira.
Question number three. Recess Bar in Chicago will host a world record attempt for the most people taking a shot of Malort at once. While the event itself is sold out, Chicagoans can still participate via a live stream. What is Malort paired with to create a Chicago handshake?
It is paired with Old Style beer.
Question number four. TMZ is reporting that a massive stage is being built in Pennsylvania for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. What is the name of the podcast that Travis Kelce hosts with his brother?
New Heights.
Question number five. Mike Myers brought Dr. Evil back in an ad for Verizon. He also brought along his henchmen, Scott Evil and Number Two. Which late 90s comedy are the characters from?
Austin Powers.
All right, let's get Carla back in here. While Carla's on the way, do I understand that you are a professor at DePaul?
I am. I run our nonprofit speech and language clinic in Lincoln Park.
Wow, that is so wildly impressive. I got to say, Jess, that you're a professor. You in the nonprofit division. And what is it? Speech pathology.
Yep, speech and language pathology.
Can you explain what that is for those of us who may not be 100% certain?
Yep, so we work with individuals across the lifespan on their communication skills, whether it's how they say things, their understanding and use of language, and working with people after stroke or brain injuries to regain their language.
Wow. What a great job.
Yeah, whenever anybody tells me they're a speech pathologist, I'm always like, oh, those are the best people.
Yeah, that's amazing. Well, you know, thank you for doing what you do. And also, I got to tell you, Carla, Jess is a super smarty pants, all five correct.
Oh my gosh.
You might be doomed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, Carla came in. Carla, the ego was running hot today, by the way. And now, I'm not going to tell you which ones you get right or wrong, Carla, until we get to the end.
Okay.
Question number one, the Chicago Bulls have hired former Portland Trailblazers coach Tiago Splitter for their upcoming season. Which Chicago Bulls player recently retired the number one?
Derrick Rose.
That's right. Oh, I wasn't going to tell you which one you got right.
Well, now I know I got that one.
Maybe you got it right. Mm-hmm. Maybe you didn't.
Maybe not. Maybe yes. Maybe it's the person that's been doing flower shops all over the city.
Question number two. The Argentinian government provided U.S. authorities with a list of 13,000 fathers who have failed to make child support payments. The goal is to prevent those men from attending the World Cup matches.
Ha.
Name one artist who will perform in the final halftime show at the World Cup.
BTS.
Maybe.
Okay.
Question number three. Recess Bar in Chicago will host a world record attempt for the most people taking a shot of Malort at once. While the event itself is sold out, Chicagoans can still participate via a live stream. What is Malort paired with to create a Chicago handshake?
An old style beer.
By the way, I don't know if Ahmad the Amazing is going to be partaking in this, but he should.
The Malort shot?
He is a Malort girly. Question number four. TMZ is reporting that a massive stage is being built in Pennsylvania for Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding. What is the name of the podcast that Travis Kelce hosts with his brother?
New Heights Podcast.
Question number five. Mike Myers brought Dr. Evil back in an ad for Verizon. He also brought along his henchmen, Scott Evil and number two. Which late 90s comedy are the characters from?
Austin Powers.
So, Austin Powers, I was explaining to my niece recently that Austin Powers was like the Big Mouth for my generation.
Yes.
And I remember somehow that movie ended up when my grandma was over at our house once, and
she was horrified
by Austin Powers. I'm looking at this, and maybe the questions were too easy, which we can blame on Ahmad the Amazing, because it was 5 for Carla and 5 for Jess in Chicago, a tie. And unfortunately, Jess, and it seems unfair, but you know what this means.
My name is Jess from Chicago, and I can't crush Carla, but I can tie her.
Yeah. You know, try back, because depending on the day, Carla will miss one or two.
Yeah, no, you know what? I think we need to find, like, a consolation prize.
Yeah, maybe.
For the tie.
Whatever the case, Jess, thank
can
you so
much. Give a shout-out to my son?
Yeah.
I'm a huge fan.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Shout out to Jackson, who is finishing up year one at the British School this week. I love you.
Oh, yay! Shout out to Jackson.
You know, I've walked past the British School. I always wondered what it was like.
Yeah. So, well, I got to think it's a school and they talk in British accents.
That's
sounds
exactly
like a lot
what
of fun.
I was imagining.
Yeah. Well, Jess, thank you so much for playing. We'll talk to you again soon, okay?
All right. Have a great day.
All right.
Crush you later.
It's B96.
B96. Is it a match or a mistake? With Moog and Carla Mornings.
Larry is in Skokie. And so, Larry, you're considering leaving your girlfriend because she's still living with who?
Her ex.
She's living with her ex?
that came out of your soul. Her ex. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh. I'm sorry. That is weird, though.
Why is she living with her ex? That's terrible.
She's still living with her ex. She says it's because they were stuck in a lease and she can't break it. Like, I've been talking to this girl for like 8 months.
That's almost a whole lease.
It's a long time. And things have been okay. She's been super, like, everything's been going pretty great. Except for the fact that she would never, like, invite me over. And, like, I don't know, like, kind of felt like she was being a little standoffish at times.
Okay.
And so he would, like, use excuses like, oh, I spent too much time in River North. I like getting out of the city. At first, I understood. I'm like, okay, I get it, whatever. Until one night, we were leaving, what's that bar? Hangy Uppy?
Oh, I don't know if it's Hangy Uppy or the Hang Up, but it's like spelled weird. I know where, you were at the bar.
Right.
We're at the bar. And I got way hammered, like really, really drunk. Like way too drunk to where like at the end of the night, I'm trying to order an Uber and I messed up. And so she just starts insisting, hey, we should just get a hotel.
Okay.
Because you're really drunk. I'm like, yeah, fine. So we get a hotel. I wake up in the morning. I don't know why she has this come to Jesus moment, but she tells me that she is living with her ex.
I was about to say, because if you were drinking downtown, like you came to see her, because you're out in Skokie. So you came in to see her. You guys are at the bar. You're hammered. Why not go back to her place? Like insisting to get a hotel is
expensive. Yeah.
Right?
So she's
living with her ex. She told me that they're in a lease together that they signed when they were dating, and that this lease isn't up for a couple more months. And she didn't tell me because she was scared. I guess she's told some guys before, and it runs guys off.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Well, listen. Let's play that out.
Yeah.
No guy's like really into dating somebody, and then they're gonna go home to their ex. That sucks.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I like this girl. She's brought so much joy to my life. She's so much fun to be around.
She's
like,
so much fun, her ex can't leave her.
Yeah. No, that's rough. And
so I'm starting to wonder, like, is there anything else he's lying, not telling me about?
Well, okay.
So that's why I like her, because she's mysterious, and if her mysterious, that she's a liar.
My brain wouldn't go there automatically.
Yeah, I think we got to look at this objectively, because it doesn't necessarily mean just because she's... So she is in a contractual situation with this ex. And that, you know, that's a fact. And breaking a lease costs money. Rent costs money. So they could both be like, let's just wait this thing out. You know? Yeah,
I would never lead with, oh, by the way, I live with my ex. I would never lead with that.
Right. Yeah. And it's also, I imagine too early for you two to be shacking up in that way.
Right.
Like, she's not going to come live with you.
Like, this would come up, but the shoe was on the other foot, and I was living with another girl. There's no way she talked to me after this.
Okay.
Right. Well, yeah. And that's maybe, well, I guess, I made that point, all that to say, I'm too jelly. I would be too insecure about that. Like, oh, you're going to go home to your ex who you've, had a relationship with in the past. There's a comfort level there.
Yeah.
Like,
honestly, keeping it real, if she would have brought this up after like 2 months or so, I may have dealt with it better than this. Yeah. It's been 8 months.
Okay. Well,
you're right.
You should have known. Okay, let's ask the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia for some help on this at 877-591-9696. Larry Suskoki, after 8 months, 8 months is a good long time to hold a secret like this.
I kind of went down some other road. That's my point. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, but now I'm here and I like her.
Yeah, and he's really into this girl. She's great, except he just found out that she's been hiding the secret, that is that she lives with her ex. They're under a lease. It's got a couple of months left, and so it seems as though she wanted to just kind of wait that out, get out of there.
She almost got away with it, honestly. Yeah. I'm a little impressed.
But they had a drunken night.
And almost got away with lying to me for 10 months.
Sorry. Right.
Well, now she's admitted the truth. So can this relationship be a match, or is it a mistake that she has held on to this secret for 8 months? Could anybody understand her perspective, maybe?
Maybe it's because I'm a girl's girl, but I do understand her perspective. She probably didn't want to tell you because she knew that this is going to be uncomfortable, and it gets to a certain point where it's been so long that telling you now the way that she did make it weird.
Well, and there are things that sometimes are conversations that aren't necessary to have in the beginning of a relationship when you've known somebody for a short period of time, when you're on your first few dates.
8 months.
That are, like, if you don't find the sweet spot, date number four to say, hey, I got to share this thing.
By date number 19, it's too late.
Then it's weird. 877-591-9696. We want to know, can this be a match or is it a mistake? Larry and Skokie is on Match or Mistake. So his girlfriend is living with her ex as roommates because they were under a lease together.
Yes. And sometimes you break up and those leases are harder to break than the breakup.
Yeah, it sometimes works out that way. And we want to know, is it a match or a mistake? Siobhan in Palos Hills, you say it's a mistake.
It's a definite mistake. First off, when they were together as boyfriend, girlfriend, I'm pretty sure they only had a one-bedroom apartment. So where is she sleeping at now?
That's an interesting point.
I mean, who's going to buy? I think you said she lives downtown. Who's going to pay that much money for a two-bedroom?
Like, you're so right.
If you're dating.
Yeah.
And then the next problem here is that early on, when you meet someone, you ask them, well, where do you live? You know, that was a perfect opportunity for her to tell the truth then. She built a relationship on lies 8 months in. That's too long to go with that lie. And then the last thing is, it's incriminating yourself before you even start it. And then the last, right. And so now that everything's out in the open, why is it that she hasn't invited him over now? Because everything's out in the open. I know that you're living with your ex. So why can't I come over?
Yeah. All right. Siobhan, you know what? You listened to this Match or Mistake and you said, I'm going to take out my pen and my paper. I'm going to take notes.
I pictured her with a clipboard.
Detective Siobhan.
Yeah. And
Detective Siobhan, yes.
I will tell you.
If I became a teacher, I was going to become a lawyer.
I hear that in there.
You should have done it.
And in the minute and 15 seconds that we've talked to you, I've realized that I will never debate with you, contend with you.
Don't even try it. I tell
I tell people all the time, don't try to debate me. I'm going to come for you.
Yeah.
I got evidence. I got receipts.
Yes, you do.
Yes.
Yes, you do. You've got exact quotes in your brain. I love it.
That is a full-on mistake in Siobhan's opinion. Well, thank you so much for that.
Definitely.
And have an amazing day.
Bye.
Bye.
You too. Bye.
Oh, I love it. Let's see.
Can anyone try to maybe give a counterpoint as to why this could be?
Ada in Chicago says it's a match.
Yes.
Okay, so just to recap real quick, Larry's girlfriend, she admitted to him that she's actually living with her ex as roommates, but only because the lease is not up yet. You say that it can be a match, and what are your thoughts on that? Why?
Because you could live in the same space and still respect each other. Well, as long as there is nothing romantically going on, it's like having a male-female roommate. A lot of people have this, the opposite sex roommate, right?
Yes.
In this situation, I hope they have two bedrooms, not just one.
Right. Yeah, I hope they have two bedrooms too. We don't know the layout of the apartment.
Right, because if they have a one bedroom, then at least we're hoping for bunk beds.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, but but I think that roommates are different, and it really comes down to like how much you have to worry. Roommates are different than like knowing for a fact that these people had a past and that could creep back up on you.
Yes. Right. One drunken night out, mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. They call it what, muscle memory?
Yeah, yes.
Sometimes muscle memory gets you.
Yeah. All right, Ada, thank you very much for that.
No, but let me tell you something. When there is no faith involved anymore, that's hard to do.
Yeah.
Because I knew my husband for many years, and nothing happened. Nothing happened, ever.
Until it did. Until it did.
Never.
She's like, you won't catch me slipping.
All right. Well, you know what? Thank you so much for the call. Ada, have a great day, okay? Bye.
Bye.
All right, again, it's Larry and Skokie, who his girlfriend confessed that she's still living with her ex, which is why he has not been able to go over to her place, because that's awkward.
But also, if he's just your roommate, why would it be weird for you to bring a guy over? I would expect you guys to be on friendlier terms.
Can they meet? 877-591-9696. Can it be a match? Or is it a mistake, in your opinion? Would love to hear from you. It's Smoke and Carla Mornings and David Guetta now on B96. B96, Smoke and Carla Mornings. We have Moog's Mega Minute. That's our trivia game for $1,000 coming up here at 8:40 right now. It's match or mistake. And we've got this guy who found out that his girlfriend is living with her ex.
However, he did find out 8 months into the relationship, or 8 months into her living with this guy.
Yeah, it's pretty rough. We want to know, can this be a match or is it a mistake? 877-591-9696. Chewy is on the north side. Chewy, you say it's a mistake.
Oh, yeah, I think it's a mistake 100%. And the reason I think that is because I picked up on something in the conversation you guys were having with Larry. He said that she's used this excuse, or not excuse, I call it excuse, but she used this reason before scaring off other guys. So how long is the lease? Is it 1 year, 2 years, 3 years? Like, how long is this lease?
I think
this is a lie. He needs to get out while he can. That's my opinion.
Ooh, so do you think this is some sort of game that this girl likes to play? Like, he's just another one of the guys that she's just like, oh, yeah, don't worry. Him, this guy, don't worry. He's just my roommate.
Oh.
But maybe
yeah,
he...
100%, that's what I think.
Yeah.
Chewy's spidey senses are going off.
Yeah, it's, you know what? It's not good.
No.
It's not a good foundation for a relationship to be like, ooh, by the way, I've been lying to you for 8 months.
Right. But I also... Yeah, go ahead, Chewy.
I was going to say, especially when she's like, oh, this has scared off people before. Like, mm-hmm. That's kind of a red flag for me.
Yeah. Like, maybe you should know that this is something about your life you should change.
Yeah.
Circumstance you should get out of. Yeah.
The red flags are waving bright and loud right now. Thank you so much, Chewy.
Yeah, no problem. You guys have a great day.
You too.
Have been making my morning enjoyable.
Oh, you know, we try.
We do it for you, Chewy. Yeah.
Stay safe in the rain today.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you. Have a good day, guys.
All right, see
bye.
You. So, Larry, ultimately, you know, it's your life. Your decision. You found out that your girlfriend is living with her ex. She says is a roommate, but what do you think? Is it going to be a match or is it going to be a mistake?
I think it's a mistake.
Wow.
Yeah.
I've given so much into her, and like, 8 months is a long time. Like, I feel like she could have told me after the second or third month, especially with how close we got. And also, like, I don't know if you guys heard of this, but I'm a Scorpio. and I'm completely into like stalking. And it's a lot for me to give up a lot of personal information to people. And the fact that I've been giving up so much personal information to
and
this
she
kid,
couldn't tell you this.
Well,
that's what I'm saying. It's like, as a Scorpio, don't do something to me I wouldn't do to you. And I wouldn't do this to her.
Well, and you're also, you haven't been over there. You haven't seen the environment. You don't know, like, are they in the same room, in separate beds? Are they in, is she on the couch? Like,
she says they sleep separately, but I don't know. You could have told me this 3 months ago. Maybe I would have taken it differently than I'm taking it right now.
Yeah. Or 4 or 5 or 6 months ago.
Or
yeah.
The first day, like, just so you know.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm sorry. That sucks, but. You know, maybe your next first date, ask that question. So who do you live with? Who's your roommate?
Yeah.
I guess so. Yeah, I'm going to have to do a questionnaire.
Jeez. A questionnaire? All right. Well, good luck, Larry.
Thanks so much. B96, show us what you got so you can win. Mugs, Mega Minuteman.
10 questions, 60 seconds. It's time to play Mugs, Mega Minuteman. Omar on the South Side is going to play today. What's up, Omar?
How's it going?
Doing pretty good, pretty good. Are you confident that you will get all 10 of these correct and win that $1,000?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right.
Oh, you know what? Yes, sir. And he's respectful. What? Respectful, intelligent, getting $1,000 if he gets these right.
All right, so it's 10 trivia questions, 1 minute. Get them all correct. The Mesman and Dover Law Firm is setting you up with $1,000. And we'll start with, what color are the stars on the Chicago flag?
Red.
Correct. What holiday is Sunday?
Father's Day.
That's correct. What type of animal is Patrick from SpongeBob?
Sea star.
Correct. Who played Captain Jack Sparrow?
Johnny Depp.
That's correct. What Zodiac season begins July 23rd?
Dad.
What 90s digital pet needed to be fed, cleaned, and kept alive?
Tamagotchi.
That's correct. Young Sheldon is the prequel to what show?
Big Bang Theory.
That's correct. Which year did Shakira release Waka Waka?
Pass.
Which car company produces the Leaf model?
Pass.
Which bones make up the fingers and toes? And
that's time.
All right, Carla. The ones that you either passed or got wrong. Which Zodiac season begins July 23rd?
Leo season. And Leos are arguably the ones that are always like, it's Leo season. So I'm sure that every
are
Leo.
They? I feel like every single one of them is like, it's Taurus season.
Nah.
It's Gemini.
Leos and Aries, I think, do it the most. So there was a bunch of Leos in their car right now that were like, it's Leo season. It's our season.
Okay. Which year did Shakira release Waka Waka?
2010.
Which car company produces the Leaf model?
Nissan.
And then what bones make up the fingers and toes?
The phalanges.
The phalanges.
I used to think I was so cool when I was in like middle school and I would say, oh, look at my phalanges. Like instead of saying fingers.
Oh, you
like,
thought you were so smart.
Like, yeah, I have Cheeto dust on my phalanges.
Would you really say that?
Yes, I would.
That's funny.
Is that very me of me?
Yeah, and just silly.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, Omar, you did not win the $1,000 today. I'm sorry, my friend.
It's all good. Always next time.
Yeah, yeah. Always next time. We do this every single weekday at 8:40 for your chance at a grand.
Thanks to Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Free consultations 24/7 at 866-954-MORE or youraccidentattorneys.com.
All right, let's get set for some little victories. Call us and share yours. The phone number is 877-591-9696. We love to do this, but in order to do it, well, we need you and the good things that are happening in your life.
Yes, this is such a good time. If you're in your car, maybe you're in a little bit of traffic, maybe you're looking at the gloomy sky outside, and you just take a moment to be grateful for something good happening in your life, and then call us about it.
Yeah, share it with us, and then we're going to share it
with the world.
877-591-9696, all right? We'll do little victories coming up next. It's Mogan Carla Mornings on B96. It's B96 with Mogan Carla Mornings, and it's time for some little victories. If you have something that you're excited to share with the world, something positive that's going on in your life, please do call us at 877-591-9696. We're going to start with part of the Mogan Carla Mornings Mafia. Her name is Gloria, and she even has her own music now. Gloria in Evanston, who we got to see yesterday.
Hey, Gloria.
Hi. So, what is your little victory today, Gloria?
The little victory is that I was finally able to take Karen to go meet you guys, because that's something she's always been asking for.
Oh, we did get to meet Karen yesterday and Angie. Those are Gloria's two daughters. We did our yard sale yesterday, which we were just giving away stuff for free.
Yeah, on Michigan Ave, which was wild, because at one point somebody came up and was like, what are you giving away? And I was like, oh, we have Taylor Swift merch. And the girl goes, official Taylor Swift merch? And I go, yes, from the Tortured Poets Department. And her face lit up. Mm-hmm. And I think when you see free stuff, you're like, wait, what is it? You know?
I think people thought that we were some sort of scam.
Yeah, there was some catch.
The other thing, we were on Michigan Avenue just north of the river. I think a lot of the people that we were seeing are like tourists.
Yeah, so they don't maybe don't know B96.
Yeah, and so we're like, free stuff. And people are like, let's get away from that.
But Gloria, you came out and you came up on some things, right?
Yep.
Gloria filled a stroller.
Karen was like going all out.
How old is Karen again?
She's like, Karen just turned 8 last weekend.
Yes, Karen got to go on a shopping spree for free.
She sure did. How many things did you guys end up with, Gloria?
She has like probably like 10, 20 stuff.
Yeah, so the idea was...
She left it here, but she was actually using the water bottle she got from you guys.
Oh, perfect. They're remodeling our building here in downtown Chicago, and we had to clear out our office, and so we just gave everything away.
Yeah.
As much as we could, anyway.
Which I think was a good thing. A good purge before the start of summer.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Spring cleaning.
Spring cleaning.
We spring cleaned.
We spring cloned.
Yes.
I don't know if that's anyway, it's pretty clean. Gloria, glad to have met Karen yesterday, too, and glad that we got to see you, and thanks for calling.
Yeah, thanks to Carla for getting the scare from her walking the bridge.
Oh, yeah.
When I got there, she was so terrified, and then when she saw Carla, she was like, okay, I'll go.
She said, the cool girls walk bridges.
Oh, that's right. So your daughter was a little bit nervous about crossing the bridge, and then Carla made it safe for her. Oh, I love that.
I had to lead the way.
I think, right, you know what? I think something that's really cool is that a lot of young girls look up to you.
Oh, that's not where I thought you were going, but thank you.
Yeah, no, I think that they see you, you're confident in doing these things, and they go, you know what? She's doing that. I could do that, too.
You know what? You're confident, too, Mom.
I try.
I guess Carla also give her the confidence, like, you and her godmom have almost the same personality.
Oh.
So I'm familiar. Like,
I could trust Carla.
All right, so if Carla's ever sick, bring the godmom in.
Don't.
Oh, she'll never do it for cheaper?
That's crazy. She said like, but not the same. Not
all right, Gloria, same. We got to run. Have a great day.
All right,
YouTube. Bye.
All right, that's going to do it for Morgan Carla Morning. Stick around. Lady B is on your radio next. She'll have another chance at Lala Ticket Tag at 11. Stay safe in that crazy weather today.
Yes, you know, drive slow. Mm-hmm. Be kind to one another. Some people have no power.
Yeah, stay home if you can. Mm-hmm. All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. It's Morgan Carla Mornings on B96.